Hello, my name is Payam Razi and welcome to the first episode of The Iran Sound from Way Out, a new podcast on Iranian music. Before we listen to some music, let me tell you a few things about musicians working in Iran. As you know, the country is run by Islamic government and the musicians who work there face many difficulties because there are strict rules about artistic activity and social behavior. Sometimes musicians are not allowed to have concerts, others face difficulties releasing their CDs, and some receive threats. All of them feel under pressure by the constant monitoring of the government, so many of them try to leave Iran to continue making their music. For example, I can name the band Kiosk, or I can name the artist Mohsen Namjoo, and as well a musician, a rapper who recently left Iran, Hichkas. For now, I want to invite you to listen to one of the tracks of a band called Radio Tehran. The band is actually based in London. Well, they released their debut album, which is called 88, back in March. Years ago, a number of rock bands, pop bands, reggae, and especially rap bands started to grow inside Iran. Speaking of which, there is a very new band, one I just started to get to know myself, called... First, it's funny to explain their name. There are four more letters in Farsi alphabet, which are not existing in Arabic alphabet. They are G, P, J, and Ch. So when we were kids, we used to form two words out of these four letters, making a word Gachpash. We were thinking that perhaps an Arab nation can pronounce this name. That was just for fun. Anyway, this band called Gachpash, they have been seen, based on the videos I saw on YouTube and some other websites, that they've been performing their music freely, actually, in front of few important technical universities in Tehran. Their music sounds quite Western, including quite interesting saxophone, which you can hear in this song. I remember when I was 10 or 11 years old, that's back almost 20 years ago now, rock, for example, was considered illegal music. The government was connecting rock music with Satanism or some other propaganda, but a few years later, there were electronic music albums coming out that were completely legal. They even had concerts inside the country, even some metal bands started appearing in the music scene. At the same time, this music, rock or metal, requires a crowd which can move and jump and dance and all that. And it was a very quite interesting scene when you were going to one of these concerts. Even though people couldn't dance, if a metal group is playing, they couldn't really shake their heads or, you know, do headbangs. I was in one of them and they stopped the concert in the middle because a bunch of young kids, they start jumping on each other in a corner of the place, and security stopped the music, actually. Well, back then, it was actually very confusing over what is really legal or what is illegal when it comes to music inside Iran, and I believe it's the same today. During the presidency of Ahmadinejad, we see the government is supporting lots of young artists who are producing very average pop songs. A group of artists which are quite approved by the government, their lyrics do not criticize the government. In Iran, two-thirds of the population is under 30 years old, so this music helps to feed part of this society that is craving for more modern music. Actually, today what you see in the music scene, in the pop music scene inside Iran, is these average songs are, music-wise, are very similar to what comes from some underground bands, some illegal artists, some illegal music, some musicians who produce their music in Los Angeles, but the lyrics is pretty different. The lyrics is giving a message of unity and happiness and, you know, being thankful about everything exists inside Iran today. So that's why the government is supporting that, because they have realized that this huge amount of youth, they really need to have a sort of an equal pop culture, pop music, compared to the countries around, neighbor countries, actually what's happening in the world. Right now, I guess we are more focused on kind of a music that government calls illegal. I have to say, for these bands, for this kind of music, their songs are a very strong tool, actually, to pass their messages. Messages which are related to the social crisis, economical crisis, cultural crisis, something that the government doesn't allow artists to talk about. Right now, I would like to introduce you to one of these bands which actually started back in Iran. Their first album was released illegally inside Iran. I bought it myself, actually, those days, back in 2004. They had a very strong social, cultural criticism in their lyrics, and the music was kind of, we used to call this guy the Mark Knopfler of Iran, if you are familiar with the band Dire Straits. He has a very similar rock style. We listen to one of their songs. آدمای تنها، آدمای غمگین، آدمای خسته، آدمای عاشق، چشو کاسه خون و دلای شکسته، آدمای پولدار، آدمای بی پول تو فکر تجاره، آدمای مهم، آدمای جدی و عقده حقاره. اینجا هیشکی سر جاش نیست، and Kiosk is actually based in US today, and they were awarded the best blues band of 2008 by the World Academy of Arts, Literature and Media. Now, I would like to turn to rap music, which began in Iran in imitation of Western rap songs. The most interesting part about Persian rap is during the last 10-12 years of the existence, actually, of the rap music inside the country. The music has adapted itself to the rhythm of Farsi language, and it is now identified as Persian rap. This rap has a slightly different rhythm and often includes traditional Persian singing or pop singing in the middle of the song, or the opposite happens a lot. The pop songs lately coming up these days, they have a part which is rap. As an example for this program, I would like to introduce you to one of the most valuable rappers, someone who constantly sings about cultural, social, political issues inside the country. His name is Yas, and here is a song, Piyade Misham. صورت خسته نگران و بی‌آرامش و مریض که قایم شده بود زیر آرایش غلیظ، زخمی از خاطرات تلخ دیروز، چشم می‌دوخت به خیابون سرد بیروت، با تحمل سنگینی نگاه آدما ادامه می‌داد او به راه ناتمام، و اولین بار برای آخرین راه بهتره بگم که آخرین چاه، تنها دو دل تو فکر و با تعجب، دنبال چی بود؟ پول یا توجه؟ تو روزگاری که هر کسی دنبال آشناس، دخترک میگرده پی یه فرد ناشناس، که از اون غریبه های ادمایی آروم شاره زد که شیشه تو بده پایین، فقط میتونیم امشب و با تو باشیم و بس، اینو گفت و نشست و در ماشین و بس. As a final thought, music lovers will be familiar with the movie No One Knows About Persian Cats. This film is about Iranian underground music, and the movie soundtrack was just released in Europe, France, and it has topped the charts for a few weeks. So that would be another thing to look into if you enjoyed the songs played on this podcast. My name is Payam Razi, and thanks for listening to this podcast. Tune in next time for the Iran Sound from Way Out.